Well, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. This is Jerry Douglas, Mark O'Connor, wonderful album. James Taylor's on this album. It's really good. The Liberty soundtrack. We've used it for quite a few years now. I'm trying to remember just when we started using this in the calendar. It had to be around, oh, I don't know, 98, 99, something like that. When the Liberty broadcast itself came out. It's all about the American Revolution. It's a great series. And it's got a lot of sort of viewpoints from the British point of view and the American point of view. It's one of the most objective and analytical historical documentaries about the American Revolution that I've ever seen. It's really good. The Liberty. And there was a soundtrack called Liberty. And that's where our Flowers of Edinburgh comes from that we use for the calendar. And there isn't a lot on the calendar, some dances. On October the 18th, there is no dance on October the 18th in the Moscow area. Their dance is next week on October the 25th. The Halloween dance, the band Potato Head will be doing that dance. And that'll be fun, fun, fun. But there is a dance in the Walla Walla area. At the Unity Church there, the old 810 C Street, except it's not the Unity Church anymore, it's something else. The building's been changed to something else, but it still is at 810 C Street, right out there on the airport road. And you want to go check that dance out. They have a dance every third Saturday of the month. There is no Last Saturday Dance in the Tri-Cities anymore, sponsored by the Three Rivers Folklife Society. Don't quite know why, but it's not happening. And, of course, don't forget the first Saturday dance in Ellensburg. That will begin on November the 1st. Actually, they will do a dance, hopefully, at the Holmes Community Center. I'll be learning about that in a while, which brings up the point. And I've kind of cut some things off. So now, instead of being 6 weeks ahead, we're only 4 weeks ahead, which means you still have to get your calendar items in about 5 weeks ahead just to get them on the air. Because I want to stay ahead. I want to stay ahead and be much more timely about this whole show and about calendar items. So get those calendar items to me as soon as you can. Even if you're just thinking about doing something, get it to me and we can make it work. Alrighty? And of course, the biggest thing we need to think about is the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival. And that'll be happening on the weekend of the 8th and 9th of November. Big Pete Seeger sing-along. I think Heidi Muller and Bob Webb might be there. At least they're going to have a table there. Because they're going to be at the Unitarian Church on the 6th of December. There's a big advance notice for you. Heidi Muller and Bob Webb. I don't believe the two of them have ever done a Spokane concert. Heidi has occasionally, but not Bob and Heidi. So that'll be a fun, fun deal. And that's going to be at the Unitarian Church in Spokane there. They have a new music director, and that's going to be a good thing to go see. So Heidi Muller and Bob Webb probably doing a lot of their solstice stuff. So get prepped for that, all right? And we'll talk about that quite a bit more in the next maybe month and a half. Okay, bringing in all those dulcimers and everything. But the big thing is the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival, and that's going to be at the Spokane Community College there on the 8th and 9th of November, and everybody's going to be there. Be sure and check out the Sunday, and I'm still pushing the Sunday because it's a little less crowded than Saturday. Most folks show up on the Saturday, and Sunday's got just as many big stars and just as many folk happenings and all those things going on. It runs from 11 to 5. On Sunday, there's an afternoon contra dance and all kinds of things going on. And the Sunday is just as productive and just as awesome as the Saturday, although it's not quite as much hours. At the Spokane Community College, the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival. I will be there on this Sunday. Like I say, a big Pete Seeger sing-along. Blue Ribbon Tea Company will be there. And all the bands that are big and happening in the Spokane area. plus all around the Northwest, actually. It's starting to get to be a pretty big festival there in Spokane. All righty. How about this one? Uncle Earl. Bonaparte. Bonaparte on the Isle of St. Helena, which is actually where Napoleon wound up. He did. And then he escaped, came back and did the whole Battle of Waterloo thing. He was on the Isle of Elba. And then he escaped and came back and got his troops all together and was defeated at Waterloo. Here we go, Uncle Earl.
Bonaparte.
Come all you
the Lord, I ain't got to heaven, but I feel all right. Small mat jumping, I'm rolling up something. Gonna throw a little high water party tonight. Old Cumberland River, flowing through the heart of a guitar town. Old Cumberland River, can't you hear me singing your song? With a sly ride, Bill, five string floating in the Tennessee sun. Always sounds a little muddy when we pick it down here. She runs wild, fast and free, born in the mountains up in Kentucky. We're heading for the falls of the Ohio, asking me, darling, don't you wanna go? Oh, Cumberland River, flowing through the heart of a guitar town. Can't you hear me singing your song? Can't you hear me singing your song? I smell the fish fry, barefoot dancing when we dip into the water. I'll be loving this river till the day I die. Life's a dance, one made to last. There's nothing we can ever, ever hold it back. She can't be held by the hands of man. The Cumberland River is gonna rise again. Oh, Cumberland River.
Spot I know where no man will go, where the shadows have all the room. I was riding free on the old SP, humming a southern tune.
when a man come along, made me hush my song, kicked me off the way out there. Well, I set down my load in the desert road, rested my weary legs. I watched the setting sun make the tall shadows run out across the barren plain. Then I hummed a tune to the rising moon. She gets lonesome way out there. To the starlit skies, lost myself in dreams. I dreamed the desert sand was a milk and honey land. Then I awoke with a start. There was a train coming back on that one-way track, gonna carry me away from here. Passed me by, I caught her on the fly, climbed in an open door. Then I looked around and saw the desert ground, the spot I would see no more. As I was riding away, I heard that pale moon say, so long, how it sure gets lonesome here.
小鹿万岁。
Here's a song from another country. It's a marching song. 30 years ago, the soldiers of Chiang Kai-shek's army would desert to join the Red Army, and most of them were illiterate. And they had to learn a few things in a hurry. So there was a song they were supposed to learn. So this song has the peculiar title of The Three Rules of Discipline and the Eight Rules of Attention. And they put into the whole thing, here's how it goes. Always march in step, obey orders, don't take anything from the peasants, not even a needle or thread without paying for it. Don't molest women, help the peasants gather the crops at harvest time, and so on and so on, all to this tune.
I am so glad that I have this album on CD finally. It's been out for a while, and then it's been in and out of print. It's on Sunrise Records. This is the first of the Pete and Arlo albums. You know, there are three of them now, actually, and they're all double albums. And it's so fun to have this. This was, like, say, the first one. And it's just got some wonderful, wonderful stuff. It has that version of Bob Nolan's Way Out There. It has a great version of Pete and Arlo doing Guantanamera. It has a song that Arlo wrote about Richard Nixon. And Pete's doing How Do I Know My Youth Is All Spent, My Get Up and Go Has Got Up and Went. And it has this wonderful sing-along that every time I hear it, I think of Mickey Perry down there in the Tri-Cities, who does it as a sing-along. They used to do this on the Hudson quite a bit, I guess. This old song about
Rosie Ann, sweet Rosie Ann, bye-bye my Rosie Anna. I'm going away, but not to stay, and I won't be home tomorrow.
Bye-bye,
my Rosie Anna.
Bye-bye,
and I won't be home tomorrow. Awful pretty chorus. Oh, a dollar a day is a sailor's pay. Bye-bye, my Rosie Anna. It's easy come, then he pisses it away, and I won't be home tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
not to stay. And I won't be home tomorrow.
This old palace was built in 1925. Bye bye, my Rosianna. Now she may be old, but tonight we're gonna make her come alive. Won't be home tomorrow. Now let's hear it. The bean and the cod. Bye bye, my Rosianna. Where the Lowells speak only to Cabots, and the Cabots speak only to God. And I won't be home tomorrow. Sing it! Bye bye, bye bye, bye bye.
Sing it many more times. Bye bye, my Rosianna.
You can keep the whole damn neighborhood awake while you make up some rhymes.
I won't be home tomorrow.
Forget when this album came out in 1975, 1976, right in there, everybody just went nuts because at that point it was no one really sort of knew, not that it couldn't happen, that Pete and Arlo would do an album together. But Pete Seeger, and of course, who worked with Woody for so many years and so many groups and so many situations, now doing an album with Arlo, it really was a generational thing. And boy, oh boy, we all kind of went nuts, those of us who were folkies, when this thing came out. And then there were two after that. One's called Precious Friends with the band Shenandoah. And then there's a third one, I believe, called, I want to say it's called Revelation or Revolution or something like that. And all three of them are concert albums. But this is, I think, by far the best one because it really is just the two of them. There's no band to sort of muck up the acoustic and mess up the two of them together like that. Pete and Arlo together. All righty. I have to take a break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Ma. We're coming right back. Hang on, because we are coming back. This is a little Doc's guitar doing the tickle in the strings for the break.
Skies will become partly to mostly sunny today with high temperatures about 64 in Moscow, 67 in Lewiston. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s and sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. Next week will become mostly cloudy with an off and on chance of showers and cooler.
There's so much to know about classical music, but you don't need to sit through a lecture to enjoy it or love it. Come to Northwest Public Radio every weekday from 9 to 4 to hear wonderful melodies that speak to your imagination and your heart with just the right amount of information to keep it interesting. You can also listen at nwpr.org.
Thank you very much.
Gonna take to see the writing on the wall. What's it gonna take to feel like the planet we inhabit's very small? What's it gonna take to know we're gonna reap what we sow on the farm? What's it gonna take to hear Mother Nature? She's rung her alarm. I'm just a happy cow, living in the here and now, grazing in this field of green. But it seems like time is moving faster, if you know what I mean. Gonna take to see what's happening right in front of your face, and what's it gonna take to spend your dollars in a way that'll change the marketplace?
Oh, my goodness. Tommy Emmanuel from Australia. First heard him on the Prairie Home, I don't know, back in the early 2000s, maybe 99, 2000, something like that. Been around for quite a while. He's got some mellow albums out, and he's got some upbeat stuff. He's got some mixed albums. Tommy Emmanuel, who is a guitar player extraordinaire. He shows up in Spokane about once a year, and I miss him every time. And I've got to catch him live. He truly is amazing. Tommy Emmanuel, oh my goodness me. Wow, just seeing that Beatles medley that he did where he just cooked on Lady Madonna and just nailed Day Tripper and all those things. And then he can haul off and do something really, really mellow. In there too, right there between all those Tommy Emmanuel, Arthur Leland, his quirky little song, Happy Cow. Yeah, there are a lot of happy cows wandering around. Arthur Leland. Hey, so we just heard Tom Emmanuel's wonderful guitar expertise, and I was just thinking, you know, might as well wind up with another excellent guitarist who's deceased now for the past couple of years, who sort of paved the way for a lot of us, and a lot of us still respect, and, you know, he's the master, Doc Watson. Doc Watson, and from an album that paved the way for a lot of us, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, an album that came out with this sort of country pop alternative band doing the country rock thing. And they got together with all of these traditional players and all these bluegrass masters and old-timey masters, Roy Acuff and Earl Scruggs and Mother Maybelle Carter. And Norman Blake is on this album, and Jimmy Martin. And they got together with all these folks and came up with an album that was a groundbreaking album, a history-making album. And one of the folks on there, of course, was one that a lot of folks hadn't even heard of, even though he'd been around. But not since, just sort of in the 60s he cropped up, played old-timey music for a long time, and then got into the bluegrass field and eventually started playing kind of his versions of rock songs and rockabilly songs. Doc Watson. Doc Watson. Here you go with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and Earl Scruggs and all kinds of folks in the Black Mountain Rag. Makes that run just like that. It's so accurate and just, old Doc. Old Doc Watson. With the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and the Black Mountain Rag.
And what can you say? Good stuff, good stuff, good stuff.
I remember that came out, and I'd never even heard of Vassar Clemens. I'd never heard of Junior Husky, and I'd never heard of Norman Blake. All these folks that are on the South. I'd never even really heard of Jimmy Martin. Jimmy Martin never made it much out here in the West. Knew about Earl Scruggs. Didn't even know about Doc. Knew sort of about the Carter family. That album just got a lot of us interested in a lot of different things. And it was that Circle album that really, really put a lot of stuff on the map. It did. All righty. Well, we're just about down to the end of the program here. I want to thank Eunjung Shin for helping out with the playlists and for advising me on gourmet vending machine food. I guess those yogurt pretzels are supposed to be pretty good. Some kind of cookies and stuff you get out of these vending machines. People probably live their lives that way. Who knows? Hey, listen, if you want to put an item on the calendar, you need to do that, but you got to give me 4 or 5 weeks notice. Because right now we're 4 weeks ahead. I bent a little bit, and we are now recording the show for October the 18th. This is September the 26th. And it's kind of the way I want it, and I don't want to go back any farther than that. So keep that in mind. Alrighty. Around Thanksgiving time, for 2 weeks of right after Thanksgiving, and the week after that, we're going to run the shows on the 60s. 60s parts 1 and 2. So there won't be any calendars on those shows. Alrighty. Okay. Heidi's thinking about the direction of the highways. Email me at dasindaniel@wsu.edu or call me at 509-332-5047. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and they're nobody else's. There's a video up on the NWPR website of Heidi and I singing this together. Playlists at composer.nprstations.org. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. Get a life, folks. Talk to you later. Bye.
It's a minute before 2 o'clock, and we're glad you joined us today for Inland Folk with Dan Marr here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. Support for our programming comes from Delta Dental of Washington, helping provide access to dental care with coverage nationwide. More information and a list of participating dentists are available at deltadentalwa.com. Get in with Delta Dental. At 5 o'clock, be sure to join us for A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor. It's the final live broadcast of the fall from the Fitzgerald Theater, and all our regulars will be there. That's at 5 o'clock.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Bruce Books in Pullman, an independent bookstore since 1981, offering used books for all ages, from mystery to history, music, and art. Open every day at 235 East Main. Weekdays 11 to 6, Saturdays 10 to 6, and Sundays noon to 5. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7.